Dawn Traxel is Growing Together Virginia Community Gardens coordinator, and she and Jana Gert from Fat Chicken Farm are leading a workshop tomorrow night called Seed Starting for Vegetable Gardeners. Welcome, Dawn.
Thanks, Maggie.
And starting out, what are the advantages of starting your own seeds?
Well, there's a few different advantages. One is that it allows you to grow what plants you want to grow. Let's say there are certain varieties or maybe specialty crops that you would like to grow that you can't find in the local greenhouses. And it lets you kind of control how they're grown, like maybe you want them grown in using organic methods. And I just think it's a fun thing to do if you like gardening. It's a neat way to kind of be part of the whole process and see your crops grow from tiny little seeds indoors and all the way through to when you harvest the fruit at the end of the season. So there's a variety of benefits that people might decide that they want to give it a try.
What might a person try that's kind of a tried and true seed that wouldn't maybe cause too much trouble the first time around?
Well, I think tomatoes are considered to be pretty easy. That's what I started out with and one of the main crops that I still start myself. Other things like basil and peppers. Basically anything that you enjoy eating that might be a good thing to give a try.
Is it time now to get some of these seeds going?
Some things, yes. Things like tomatoes and peppers. And I also start my onions from the seed also, so now would be a good time to get those started. Some things like squash, you might want to wait until it's closer to time to plant. And if you buy your seeds in a seed packet, it usually says on the back how far before you plant them outside you should start them indoors. So there's information out there to help you get an idea of when you should be starting things indoors.
We are talking with Dawn Traxel, and she's from Growing Together Community Gardens in Virginia. What do our little plants need to grow well once you put them in soil?
One of the best things to do to help them to grow well is to not actually use soil. Use a good germination growing medium, so it doesn't have like potting soil in it or garden soil. If you use something with an actual soil in it, that can promote mold growth and some things that are harmful to little seedlings. So you can look for a mix at the store that specifically says that's good for starting seeds or a germination mix. I know some organic growers use something called ProMix, but it has things like compost in it and perlite and vermiculite and peat moss and that kind of thing that holds enough moisture for the seedlings but also allows the drainage so that the roots don't stay too damp and have a chance of getting mold and diseases that could kill the seedlings. So picking like a good growing medium is important. And then light also is important. If you don't have a really good south-facing window that gets a lot of light, it would probably be a good idea to have some grow lights set up. And you don't need to have kind of expensive grow light bulbs. You can use like fluorescent lamps. But they need a good 12 to 16 hours of light a day. I know I have mine set on a timer to make sure that they get a good amount of light. And also mention, if you do grow them in a window, you have to watch the temperature because it can often get cold at night by a window and get really warm when the sun is beating down during the daytime. So if you do grow them in a south-facing window, you'll have to kind of watch the temperature a little bit. But warmth is another thing that seedlings need to get a good start to germinate. And then, once they do germinate, you can kind of back off the heat a little bit because you don't want them to grow too fast and then they'll get kind of spindly. So they need warmth at the beginning and then not quite so warm after they germinate. So those are the kind of the main things that you need. And water, of course. You need just enough so that They always have access to some water, but you don't want to keep the growing medium too damp, because that's when you can start to have some problems, like there's a damping off kind of disease that's generally like a fungus that kills young seedlings. So that's probably one of the most common problems people have, is trying to get the watering just right and not overwatering or underwatering.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've seen domes that go over the top of seed flats. Do you recommend using those, or what are they used for? They're kind of...
I use some of those myself. And if you're just growing in small containers, you can also cover them with plastic wrap or something too. But that helps keep the moisture in when the seeds are first germinating, because you want to make sure that you maintain that moisture. It also helps kind of keep the heat in. And then once they start sprouting, and for sure by the time the plants reach whatever cover you have on them, you can take them off at that point. But yeah, having them covered to begin with helps kind of keep the seeds moist until they're ready to germinate.
And then, you know, once you get some plants and they're getting big and the weather is warming up, how do you make sure that transplanting them into the garden is successful?
Well, the most important thing is to do what's called hardening them off. So you acclimate them to the weather outside. And it's recommended to do this for about a week or two before you plan to transplant them. So you can start out by moving your plants outside somewhere, maybe in a partially shaded area, maybe just for a few hours the first day. And then each day kind of gradually increase the amount of time that they're outside and the amount of light that they're exposed to, and then they'll be better acclimated for once you plant them into the garden. And just getting them exposed to more direct sunlight and also the wind, so if you could kind of make that adjustment a little bit more gradual, they'll do a lot better.
You know, I've had a lot of these problems when I've tried to start my own seeds, and damping off, that sounds like something that happened, and also spindly plants, that's happened to me. So these are all really good tips.
Yeah, all that stuff's happened to me too.
Yeah, and it's common. So that's why it's kind of nice to go to a class and learn about some tricks that you can do, like with spindly plants. One thing you can do is put a fan on them, and the fan will make them strengthen up their stems. Also having the light just above the plants, not too high up, will make them not grow quite so fast. And if you see signs of damping off in your seedlings, one thing I do is I'll water them with a chamomile tea. I'll make like a strong tea, and I'll water them with that. And that helps inhibit the growth of mold. Or you can, if you see signs of mold or damping off kind of starting with your seedlings, you can use some compost and sprinkle that around on the top of that soil. And the microbes in the compost and the natural fungus and bacteria in there fight off the bad mold that would attack the seedlings. So there's a few little tricks like that that can kind of help prevent some of the problems you might see, which everybody who's done their own seed starting, they've all experienced that. So it's a common thing, but I hope people don't let those kind of challenges keep them from giving it a try.
What will people expect when they come to your workshop? What's going to happen there? And should they wear their overalls and their aprons?
No. This won't be too much of a hands-on kind of a workshop. We won't actually be doing any planting, although maybe we'll give a little demonstration on this or that. But it's mostly just going to be talking about the process and what kinds of things do well starting indoors, and answering people's questions. So it's more of an information session and not so much actually getting our hands dirty. They can get the information they need and then go have the fun at home.
Sure, because it's not quite time just yet.
Well, some things, yeah, it could be. I think I'll be starting some of mine soon.
Oh, what will you start soon?
I'll start my tomatoes and onions. I also start my basil and some of your brassicas, like broccoli and cabbage and kohlrabi, things like that. You could be starting now.
Okay. How do people sign up?
Well, you don't need to sign up. You can just show up. It's at the Olcott Park Greenhouse in Virginia, which is at 712 North 9th Avenue. So you can just come at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and we'll make sure there's room for everybody who comes, and come with your questions, and we'll have some information that you can take with you, and we'll also have some seeds that we have available if you would like to take some with you to, you know, give it a try at home.
Now, you are the coordinator for the community garden in Virginia, the Growing Together Virginia Community Garden. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, this is a program that started a couple years ago. It came out of the Rutabaga Project, which is came out of a partnership between the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability and AEOA, with the goal to increase access to local foods in the Virginia area. So that's what got the gardens kind of started. They contacted the city of Virginia, and they gave us four locations where we could create gardens. So we created those gardens, and then we also incorporated an existing community garden that AEOA has at their youth foyer. So we have a total of five gardens, and last year was the first year that we had them available for community to rent, and things went really well. So this is now our second season, and we're just starting to get people signed up. And we have a variety of plots, a variety of sizes. Some are in the ground, and some are more in raised beds. We also have some handicap accessible raised beds, so people in, you know, wheelchairs can grow, and we have some standing height ones too for people that can't bend down very well.
I'm wondering how you got into gardening.
Well, I have a background in botany, but it really didn't have anything to do with vegetable gardening. It was more kind of plant ecology. So the gardening part, I just kind of got interested on my own. I've always been kind of interested in self-sufficiency and being able to kind of grow your own food. So I just started growing my own garden. I grew up helping with my parents' garden. And so I've just learned some things along the way. I've been starting my own seeds for almost 15 years now. And, you know, and then you go to a workshop or a class and you talk to other gardeners and farmers and learn tips along the way. And it's one of those things that you just kind of learn by doing, and you have to kind of enjoy it, I think, in order to put in all the time and effort and to really reap the benefits of what you grow.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck with your workshop tomorrow night and with the community garden.
Thanks a lot, Maggie.
That's Dawn Traxel from Growing Together Community Gardens in Virginia. You can contact her about getting some space in the community garden, and you can meet her tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Olcott Park Greenhouse. Dawn and Jana Gert are leading a workshop about seed starting for vegetable gardeners.